Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska wildlife troopers in Soldotna received a report that a vessel located on the Kisilov River, approximately 1 mile downriver from the Sterling Highway, had taken on a large amount of water and became stranded on the north shore of the river. Troopers were alerted to the situation. According to the online trooper dispatch, the occupants of the vessel had been stuck along the shore for at least 2 days. However, one of the occupants was unable to self-rescue due to undisclosed medical conditions. Soldotna, Alaska wildlife troopers had to respond to the location of the vessel and rescue the unidentified individual. No injuries were sustained. Canada announced Monday it will begin letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada August 9th and those from the rest of the world September 7th. Officials said the 14-day quarantine requirement will be waived as of August 9th for eligible travelers who are currently residing here in the U.S. and have received the full course of a COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Canada. Patty Hajdu, Canadian health minister, spoke on that earlier Monday.
In March of 2020, we implemented some of the strictest border measures in the world. We restricted non-essential travel and we prevented the importation of COVID-19. On September 7th, we intend to allow entry for fully vaccinated travelers from any country for non-essential traveler. Travelers will have to be fully vaccinated with a Health Canada authorized vaccine at least 14 days prior to entering the country. But ahead of that date, on August 9th, a number of important changes at the border will come into effect to allow fully vaccinated United States citizens and permanent residents who are currently residing in the United States to enter Canada for non-essential purposes. The same requirements will apply.
Audio courtesy of Global News Canada. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a resolution that would accept coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. The state is requiring local municipalities to approve a resolution for the receipt of said funds. Finance Director Terry Eubank told the Kenai City Council,
"This resolution is being required by the state DCCED in order for them to meet the federal guidelines regarding ARPA funds. Once the state receives these funds for the NEUs and the non-entitlement units, which the city is one, they have 30 days to distribute those funds. And the only way that that happens is by a resolution like this giving us the authority to accept the funds. This does not appropriate the funds. That will be a separate discussion. So this gives the administration the ability to negotiate the grant agreements and things with DCCED. And then once the final amount is known, it's estimated right now almost 1.9 million to the city. We will bring back an ordinance for appropriation of those funds and the spending plan and so on and so forth. This really is a timing issue for the state in order to satisfy the agreements, the requirements of the ARPA funds, and just gives us the ability to negotiate the documents."
He discusses the difference between ARPA funds and CARES funds.
"The eligible expenditures under the ARPA funds are different than what was under CARES Act. I think in some cases they're more stringent. I think they're more direct ties to direct financial impact, say, for spending some of the money. But there are other areas. It does provide for revenue replacement for some governmental entities, but it also provides things for water and sewer infrastructure projects as an eligible expenditure. Broadband infrastructure is another direct eligible expenditure."
For more information, visit RadioKenai.com.